Blog Talk Radio.
Secret password is egg.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, July 6th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're tuning in live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit on our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening live, you'll see the chat room. It'll open up automatically. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you, too, can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Oh, yeah!
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the only worldwide radio show all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living. We'll just add in there urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. We've given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. We've given away more chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. We're very proud of that, thanks to our awesome sponsors. So, and of course, thanks to our awesome listeners. So we appreciate you listening today and every day, whether you're listening live or you listen to our ever-so-popular podcast on iTunes or podcast.com or Zoom.com or any of the others that you may listen to the show. And so we thank you very much for that. We did have an early bird secret password this morning. It was right after the theme song. If you missed it, well, sorry, should have got here on time. Those of you who got here on time, you'll be eligible to call in a little later in the show and win an awesome prize from our good friends at Ware Manufacturing. They've got a nesting box that we're going to give away towards the end of the show, but you got to know the early bird secret password, and to know that, you would have had to log on time to the show. How about that? So let's think about what else we got going on this week. First off, Pat is unable to call in today. She is still last week. She was on a special retreat, if you will, and then this week she's in Vermont looking over some compost. She is, however, the compost queen, so we're going to let her do that. But she's up in Vermont, and she's doing some consulting work, my understanding, and taking a look at different options up there for businesses and composting in towns. So she's unable to join us today. She will be joining us later this week, kind of sporadically when she can actually call in. And we missed Pat, of course. We had a little Facebook fan contest to see if anybody wanted to co-host the show today, but I guess people out there are a little chicken to co-host. Maybe they don't think they have a radio voice. Maybe they think they may not know what to yap about or talk about, or maybe they're just a little chicken to co-host with me, but that is just fine, because in a few minutes we'll be welcoming our good friend Arlena Schott. Today, of course, being the first Wednesday, it's another great episode of Garden Wise Living with Arlena. And today, we thought we'd talk about what to plant in that fall garden. Why? Well, I was talking about harrowing the back 40 last couple of days and how dusty it was and whatnot. And I just needed to get that winter rye kind of mixed back down into the soil that we planted back early in this winter. And so I needed to get that done, so hopefully we'll get some rain now that I have a hair at the back 40. But people were asking me, hey, what are you going to plant this fall? And I told them, honestly, I have no idea. So we are going to talk about that today. She's going to join us. And I know there's many different gardening zones throughout the United States, so it may differ from where your zone is, but when in your zone, when it's time to plant that fall garden, then you may have a little bit better information. So I'm not really sure. I think we'll probably do the traditional broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and lettuce, and maybe I don't know if we can put in some fall onions, maybe some potatoes, but we'll see. We'll see what we can plant this fall, what's on the list, and see what we've got going on. So hang on just a second. So that's what our special guest today. Now tomorrow we've got a great guest, of course, the first Thursday of every month, poultry scientist, PhD, poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McCray. She's going to be joining us tomorrow. And we've got that going on tomorrow. And then, of course, another awesome fun Friday. We'll be giving away a lot of awesome prizes from our sponsors. And so you're not going to want to miss any of the shows this week or next week, because we've got, again, a lot of prize going on this Friday. So, again, let's go over here to the chat room and see what's going on as it slowly but surely starts to fill up. I want to send a shout-out to the Birds, East Dallas. Dave, boy, let me tell you, I need East Dallas to actually purchase my lottery tickets. He's lucky with those magic lucky fingers he's got when he dials the phone. We've got Enviro Girl. Thank you very much. Several guests in there today. Thank you for tuning in. We've got Jamie. Good to see you in there today, Jamie. We've got Kevin out in California. We've got Kara, which I occasionally call Red. And then, of course, we got Red Hawk. We got Tater Farm and Walter. Sorry, Tater Farm, you're having some technical difficulty to getting that started. So we apologize for that. You'll have to send Blog Talk Radio an email showing your disgust with that delay and technical difficulty of getting the show on the road. You know what? I was just thinking, I don't know about you. It is not even quite the middle of summer. Here it is July 6th, and the heat is bearing down, but I've already started looking forward to the fall show chicken schedule. I can't wait. It's going to be a great year this year. More and more people across the country are getting into the fanciers and showing their chickens, whether it be the silkies or the moderns or the large fowl or the bantam or whatever the case may be. And so a lot of people are doing that more and more each year, especially as more and more people keep backyard poultry. They're discovering not just the educational aspects, but the fun and the camaraderie of actually doing the show chickens across the country. So I'm really looking forward to this year and being on the road and hitting the road. Again, of course, the book's coming out in September. You can already pre-order it on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and then go to book, search for Chicken Whisperer. It'll pop up. But the official title is The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Raising Urban Chickens. And so you can go over there and pre-order that. My publisher says that it should be released across the country in bookstores everywhere, Tractor Supplies, and across Europe. It was very interesting writing this book occasionally things would be sent back, corrections and different tips from the publisher, that what I had written – depending on whatever subject it was they wanted to reword it or they wanted to completely eliminate it because it didn't apply, say, to the worldwide readership. This company that is publishing the book does, the worldwide distribution. So they wanted to be very careful. There's some things that pertain to specifics here in the U.S., but they wanted to be very careful that it was kind of a general-based for a lot of stuff. Like, for example, the chicken laws. They didn't want any specific laws per town or per state for the U.S. because they knew they'd have big reader numbers in across the world. And so that kind of excites me. I'm anxious to see when I can see where the books are selling really all over the world, not just the United States, because they were very adamant about that. So it's very interesting how that may work. But I'm really interested and excited about this fall and getting on the road again, covering the poultry shows. I think other than the Poultry Press, which does a fabulous job of covering the chicken shows across and the poultry shows across the country, we've started doing some of that on the ones that we can do, and we broadcast not only live radio but live chat and live HD video. So if you can't make it to a particular show, if we happen to be there, say on a Saturday morning, you can tune in via the computer and you can listen and watch just like you're watching a Saturday morning TV show. But we'll be broadcasting live from the poultry show across America. So it's very, very interesting. We truly love it. We meet so many great people, so many fans and listeners, but also folks that haven't heard of us before. They're like, wow, you go to the poultry shows and you broadcast. And I said, yeah, if you can't make it to the show, say next week we might be at the Ohio National. And if you can't make it, tune in. You'll be able to see live for a couple of hours. We'll be broadcasting live from the show. We'll be interviewing the breeders and the judges and some of the 4-H kids and the FFA kids. So it's absolutely tremendous. And we expect to be continuing that actually this fall as well. And so we're looking forward to that this fall. I was just thinking about that today. So guests, yes, just like Tater Farm said, guest, we encourage you to take a moment and click on that button that says register with Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to do that. Then you can get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name, just like there you have it. Garden Wise Living is in there, and East Dallas Dave, and Da Birds, and many others. So just take a moment to register. It's painless, I promise. You won't get any junk mail, and we don't have that information. It's all through Blog Talk Radio. So, yes, hello, Garden Wise Living. Arlena is in the coop. I love it. Arlena is in the coop. So, welcome, and we're going to bring her live here in just a few minutes. Again, Pat Foreman is busy doing some compost consultation. How about that? You know, I had a funny saying a while back. I had some folks from the Farmer's Almanac come and visit, and I was talking with them. We were having a little roundtable discussion, and we were talking about some of the different people that are into organic gardening and organic farming and some own organic stores, and we were talking about some particular group, and I made a comment that I said, yeah, you know, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of people in the organic and composting world, specifically here in the Atlanta area, and I thought it's funny that some people think that their compost bins don't stink. so funny. And they said, man, that's a great comment. We're going to have to steal that and actually use it when talking about particular people who think they're above all and they think their compost bins don't stink. So, and that's related to the field that we're in. So how fun is that? So very, very cool. But yes, thank you very much for tuning in today. We got a great show lined up. We're going to be talking with Arlena Schott, and she has her own TV show. Yeah, her own TV show all about gardening. We're so thrilled and happy and proud to have her twice a month here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And today we're going to be talking about what to plant in that fall garden. I'm going to be sounding off on what we may be planting. I talked about it earlier, and soil preparation and whatnot. And remember, there's many zones throughout the country. So you may be thinking, like even here in Georgia, it's close to 100 degrees yesterday, and we're already thinking about the fall garden. Yep. I've already started preparing the back 40 for my fall garden, even though it's July. They say early bird gets the worm. Now, you know, when I used to say that, and actually if I still say that around my dad, I'll say something like, well, early bird gets the worm. And my dad would say, well, I guess that's good if you like worms. So, yep, early bird gets the worm. And we've already started preparing our little homestead for our fall garden. We didn't have a fall garden this year. A spring garden this year because with the big move and the baby on the way, the fact that we weren't down here at the homestead full time, There we go. We just really didn't want to have our fruits of our labor just die. And actually, it ended up being a blessing because, you know, it's the drought down here. I don't know if you can officially call it a drought, but we are really, really far behind on rain. Some farmers down here up until about 2 weeks ago had a total of maybe 2 inches of rain since October. So it's not pretty down here. Quite dusty. The ground's quite hard, and the plants are really suffering, and the farms, the corn, the peaches, the pecans down here in the middle Georgia, south Georgia farmland are really hurting. Many of them have irrigation, but a lot of the wells are running dry. A lot of aquifers are actually running dry. So if they happen to be using paid water or local water, then their bill is going to be outrageous, which is just going to trickle down to us buying that produce. Because of their water bill that they're going to have to incur because of the drought. So pray for rain. We hope you will do that. And, of course, many of you out there, I know and I hear it, have had so much rain. You're like, send it to them. We don't need any more rain. We've got flooding going on, which is just horrible, horrible flooding. And it's amazing. We've had some weird weather. We've had the crazy winter where people in Connecticut got like 40 million feet of snow all winter long. We had a not-so-nice winter here down in the south in Atlanta, ice storms across the country, and then we've had these horrendous tornadoes throughout the spring, and now we've got the hot, hot summer. I'm telling you right now, folks, I don't want to jinx anybody or anything. I got family in Florida, but I'm not really looking forward to what the hurricane season is going to bring this year based on all the other crazy weather we've had from the fall to the winter, now the spring, and then, of course, summer getting into fall again with the hurricanes. I'm not really looking forward to it. We're hoping that maybe the folks on the coast can take a break and it doesn't follow suit with everything else that's going on across the country with the weird weather. So, alrighty, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to welcome Arlena Schott, own television show. And yet she comes on twice a month here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, shares her knowledge with all of our listeners. So word to the wise, go ahead and get that spiral notebook out. We encourage you to keep right next to your computer with the big CW on it and just start filling it up with all of our experts that we have on the radio show Monday through Thursday, experts in their field. And then on Friday, we take a little break, get a little crazy, and give away a lot of great prizes from our many, many sponsors. And actually, this Friday, we're going to do the Hutch contest from our good friends at Critter-Cages.com. We were going to start it last Friday. There was no show last Friday, so obviously we didn't start that contest. But we will start it this Friday. So this Friday, not only will we have a lot of prizes to give away from our sponsors, but we will start a rabbit hutch contest. Many of you, I know, keep rabbits. Many of you who keep chickens want to keep rabbits for all the many advantages of doing so. So Critter-Cages.com has been gracious enough to donate a beautiful rabbit hutch. And I think it's valued probably around $175 on their website. You may have seen it in stores for about $250 retail. So, but we're going to start that on the Friday as well. And we're going to try to implement that contest like we have in the past, where we can incorporate our Twitter followers, our Facebook fans, and folks that listen live to the radio show. Thousands of people coming up on 12,000 on Facebook, over 3,000 on Twitter, and thousands of listeners of the show, both live and the archive. We'll try to make sure everybody has a chance to participate in this contest. We'll start this Friday from Critter-Cages.com. Also, later today on Facebook, we're going to be giving away another Facebook fan contest from our good friend at Hobby Hill Farm. And they've got some upcoming issues of a couple of great publications that we're going to be giving away for July. So in July, if you win the contest later today on Facebook, we'll be posting that after the radio show. You'll win an edition of this magazine for the July issue. So how cool is that? And that's from our good friends over at HobbyHillFarm.com. Ladies, I'm telling you, if you haven't visited HobbyHillFarm.com, you have to, especially if you have friends you buy gifts for that are, you know, horse lovers, animal lovers, dog, cat, chicken, poultry, whatever the case may be. Not only do they have practical products for your animals themselves, but amazing gift ideas. Like, how cool would it be to invite your friends over that know that you're a poultry lover. You invite them over for a luncheon, and you serve chicken salad, chicken pasta salad, and the pasta is shaped like chickens. Now, they would just go absolutely crazy at that. And so they've got things like that over at HobbyHillFarm.com. Ladies, you need to check that out. Men, check them out too, because you'll find a gift there for your lady that is that animal lover. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to welcome Arlena Schott with Garden Wise Living and talk about my fall garden, your fall garden, and her fall garden. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break. You're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on Blog Talk Radio. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases.
Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
This looks like a job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thank goodness for the mute button on my headset. I haven't at all set up my broadcast booth really officially, so the sound probably isn't as awesome as it normally is. We just we're the room that is going to end up being my office, where we will actually officially broadcast from, is probably going to be one of the last rooms set up. So I'm kind of broadcasting like I would if I was on the road, even though we can take a lot, like our little mixing board we take with us and our really nice noise canceling mics and things like that. So anyway, the sound may not be quite as good as if when we get set up in our permanent room here at the old farm and homestead. So just to kind of let you know that. But nonetheless, thank goodness for the mute button, because during the commercial break, boy, I had a little sneezing fit there. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was some pepper in the lunch I had a little bit earlier, but who knows. So thank goodness for the mute button. All righty, let me get over here to the switchboard, and we're going to bring on our good friend, because it is the first Wednesday of the month, another great episode of Garden Wise Living with Arlena. It's the one and the only Arlena Schott. Welcome, Arlena.
Hello there. How are you today?
I'm sweeter than snuff and half as dusty.
Oh, my gosh. Did you sample my things for that one?
Well,
that's great. I'm glad.
That's one of my classics there, and another one that I get occasionally is I'll say, I'm finer than frog hair split four ways. Now that's
right. Pretty
fine. I like that one. So, but yeah,
fine. Frog hair is pretty fine.
Frog hair is pretty fine. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, doing well. I've got a little honey to-do list I got to get started on after the show, like most everybody else. So while I have some time, it's nice to be able to broadcast for an hour and a half daily. And we thank you for joining us. So today, I had contacted you yesterday because so many people had contacted me when they saw that I was hair in the back 40. They were like, hey, what you doing? I said, well, I just needed to get that winter rye back down mixed in and get everything kind of aired out for my fall garden. And I may harrow it again before we actually plant this fall. But you know, it's not too early to start thinking about fall gardens, depending on, of course, where you live, what zone you're at across the country.
Right.
So I thought, since people were asking me, what are you going to plant? Mm-hmm. And I truly had no idea. I haven't even had my list out. I haven't even bought any of the seedlings or the seeds or anything. I haven't even talked to Jen about what we're going to try to plant down there this fall. And so I thought, hey, what a great show when we have the opportunity to have you on, and you can talk about some of your favorite fall crops or that you may include in a fall garden. I know you're up in Wisconsin, so y'all may go straight from summer to winter. And sometimes I think we go right from winter to summer down here in the South, and sometimes summer we don't normally go from summer to winter. We normally do have a fall, but and a spring. I mean, the seasons down here are pretty identifiable, but you always hear that, and you hear people talk, yeah, we went straight from summer to winter. Boy, next thing you know, snowstorm. I lived in Colorado for 1 year. And needed a little change of scenery. Born and raised here in Atlanta, lived here all my life. 1 year out of the, not even quite a year, outside of the state, out in Boulder, Colorado. Out of all the places I could pick, I don't know if I could have picked a more beautiful place than Boulder to live for a year. And I remember moving out there for the first time, thinking, okay, I wonder when the first snow is going to be, coming from Atlanta. And it was like it was around September the 20th. In the 20s, I can't remember exactly, between September 20th, September 29th, maybe around my dad's birthday, I think it was the 23rd, 27th, in that area. And sure enough, they had our first snow, so it was quite a change from over here. But thought we'd talk a little bit about fall gardening and not you know the advantages of that, but what can we put in our fall garden? So whatever you have thought about or kind of prepared for, where you want to take the show today, it's all yours, and I'll help out
a little bit,
as much as I can.
Wonderful. Well, actually, here in Wisconsin, we are zone 4 or 5 here in Wisconsin. We've talked about it before, and I know there's lots of listeners out there in lots of different zones, so we'll just jump right in. Whether it meets your zone or not, at least you can get prepared. Here, obviously, we've got quite a ways till fall, and yes, here in Wisconsin, we do go straight to nice fall weather. We'll have fall for 2 to 3 months, and then we jump to winter. So we do have a nice changeover, so it is great to start thinking about putting in those fall crops only, and like I say, for the pure fact that we need to get those seeds purchased.
Yes.
Because like we spoke on the last show, a lot of your seed racks will be gone, and then the varieties aren't as easily to get or whatever, but I do know that, for instance, Harris Seed Company does offer fall shipping, so if you can get your orders in, then it's, for us here in Wisconsin or Zone 4 or 5, we've got plenty of time, but it's nice to start thinking about getting those and put it aside for our fall crop.
And, well, you know, it's also another limited thing is if you want to truly try to plant organic, you know, when you go to the store, regardless of what store it is, it's really hard to find organic seeds. I've seen more and more over the last couple of years. So if you want to plant that garden, some of you may not, if you want to stay away from the GMO and you want to plant organic, you may really have to start now looking for those seeds that are organic because already your choices may be limited.
Right. And that's what I would suggest for your future gardening time is to research earlier or when you do order your for your spring. And so in the wintertime when we're looking at all those wonderful seed catalogs, going online or getting them in the mail and making our list, make two lists. Make a spring list and make a fall list so that you get them all at one time so they're already here. You don't have to worry about running to the garden centers, looking around seedlings or for seeds. You already have them and you're ready to go.
That's a great idea.
That's like my number one tip to do, one of my tips, is to order for your spring and order for your fall at the same time. Then you already have them. You don't have to worry about it. But mid to late summer is the perfect time to plant a second crop. If you're using seeds, the seeds germinate much quickly because the soil is already warm. In the springtime, we always have to wait for our soil to warm up for our seeds to germinate. But now they're already going. So while you're enjoying this summer bounty right now, and we're all still right in the midst of it, you can be thinking about starting those crops. And my best tip to would be if you're going to start seedlings, they should be planted, you know, that's the most important thing would be the timing. So your seeds are put out, transplant 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost for your area. So think about your calendar, look at it, and know you should know your area. If you're a gardener, you've already pretty much either have been keeping track of the last or the first frost, or if you have not yet gardened in your area, you could ask the neighbors. And you know lots of gardeners out there driving up and down your country road. That, for instance, this gardener over here, stop in. But gardeners love to chat. Gardeners love to talk about different ways to plant things and what's going on. So if you're new to the area and you don't know, stop in and say, hey, I'm new to the state. When is usually the first frost in our area? Because I'm thinking of putting in a winter garden or a fall garden. And that's the best thing. Besides getting your seeds ahead of time, make sure that you plan as far as timing. So the seeds are put out transplants 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost for your area. So that would be, like, very, very important to look at that because you don't want to put them out too late because frost is going to take them out. But, you know, most of your veggies, your fall veggies, can handle temperatures in the low 30s or upper 20s, like just 28, 29, somewhere in there. But when it starts getting 25 and less, then that's going to tell them to go dormant and that you're going to lose them unless you put in some cold frames or plant protectors, and that you can stretch. You can stretch your season that way as well by keeping the temperatures up for growing with cold frames or plastic protectors or plastic because during the day that heats up and keeps the ground temperature warm. So you can stretch it that way. That's another great way to stretch the season. But, you know, fall or mid to late summer crops are great to put in because we've all gotten through the heat of the time. You know, our spinach obviously is already gone and it went bolt. Your cilantro is bolted away. A lot of times, unless you get a slow bolt from Harris Seed, lettuce is, it'll bolt and be done with you during the hot times. So maybe we want to work that garden, those garden spots back up again, and we put in a new crop, in which I mean we could put in more greens like lettuce, your collards, some more cilantro, kale, spinach. Those would be great things for greens to put in for your mid to late summer garden. And then there's always another crop of peas that we could put in because, you know, how peas tend to be done once it heats up real well. So we could put in another late crop of peas. Snow peas from Harris is what I plant the most of because I love them. You can just take them right out of the garden, throw them into a pan and stir fry them. They're really good that way. Cabbage, again, you know, there are a lot of local gardeners that only plant their cabbage and the broccoli and cauliflower midsummer for a fall crop because they say they do much better. So right about now they'd have all their seedlings are started and they're going to start putting them in about the end of July, first week in August, and then they harvest. A lot of them around in our area don't even mess with them in the springtime because they just tend to not do as well other than for fall garden. But for you guys there, I imagine it would be perfect time to put in cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. Celery, would it be another great fall or mid to late summer, I'm saying, second crop, let's put it.
I have to pull out the Farmer's Almanac and see what it says now that I'm in. I believe, in Zone 7, though I'm further south and maybe bordering another zone down here. And I'll have to see what it says regarding when I can plant. I'd love to plant some peas this fall, all kinds of different peas. I love them. And,
right.
I'll have to see what the Farmer's Almanac says about in the zone, when to start planting those. It may be actually sooner than I think. You've got me thinking now about how soon, because we still have, even in August, some. It wouldn't be unheard of for August to have, you know, many 100-degree days here in August, and then finally September it starts to. Another thing I do is I just kind of, when I'm riding around, I pay very close attention to what the big farmers, the career farmers, I'm a farmer and that's the way I make my money. See what they're doing, what they're planting. When do they harrow their fields? When do they fertilize? When are they actually planting? I try to follow that to see what those guys are doing, because if they're having to put their kids through college and make that house payment on what they do, then they, you know, they've got to be doing something right. And so I try to follow
them.
They
know what's going on. And that's perfect. That's perfect for you because being new to the area, that's a perfect way. And like I said, farmers and gardeners, they love to chat, and that's the best way to find out what's going on. If you see them doing it, and they've been in it for years, like you said, then you know that it's time to follow suit. As far as zones 4-5 here, we're just right smack in the middle. We still don't have tomatoes ready yet. So for us to start thinking about our second crops, we wouldn't even start thinking about that probably until, I'd say end of July, first week in August, maybe. Maybe mid-August, I'm not sure. But anyway, we still have a long ways to go yet, but still, it's a great time for you guys to start thinking about, especially you, with a brand-new place to put in those late-summer crops. Yeah, root crops, they're great to be putting in for your second crop. You know, you have carrots, beets, onions, and a lot of times, as soon as those ground temperatures start to drop, those tend to get sweeter. Because of the sugar builds up in them because they're trying to store for the winter.
I forgot about that.
And they really, really love to be put in late. But there's onions. You can put in a second crop of onions. They won't be as big and as big to hold, but they'd be great for fresh eating. So there's lots of things we can start thinking about when we're thinking about putting in our late summer or early fall garden. Yeah,
I forgot about the beets. She's not a big fan of beets. I didn't like beets growing up. Mom would put them down on the plate, the sliced, you know, the red beets, purple beets, I guess, whatever they are, and I would just turn my nose up. But I guess like a lot of things, over as we age, our tastes change, and you know, nothing like a good beet when I'm going to the salad bar, or even a good boiled cooked, you know, diced or sliced beets. Of course, the I like them. Jen's not a big fan, but so I won't plant a lot. But yeah, that's a great idea. And think about
I like pickled beets.
Pickled beets
are the best. Pickled beets are the best, absolutely. Or roasted beets, roasted vegetables. Yeah, it's a vegetable. It's a word. Roasted vegetables. You can take beets and chop them up big chunks, and fresh onion chopped in chunks, and fresh sweet potatoes, chunk them up, potatoes chunked, carrots chunked, rutabaga chunked, turnip chunked, celery, whatever, onions, salt and pepper seasoning, and throw it in the oven if you don't have if you're not going to do it on the grill. You can throw them in the oven uncovered and then just let them roast. The olive oil, mix it in and stir it up really well with lots of fresh herbs. Oh, it's just wonderful. I love roasted vegetables. I really do.
You
really
said
love.
I could plant onions this fall. They just wouldn't be quite as robust and big as maybe the ones we would plant late winter and going into spring, but I could plant some.
You could plant some if you had some sets. Seeds, on the other hand, they probably won't even do anything for you because the germination time, is just probably not going to be there for you. But if you could find some sets, now I don't know if you feed stores, garden centers around there,
yeah,
I don't know if anybody's going to have any sets left because, a lot of times they try to get rid of them. But I always grab two bags and I keep one in the crisper and hope that it just lasts enough so I can get a second to third planting of onions in. So when you buy your sets in the spring, order enough and just keep a couple bags out and leave them in this crisper or in a cool, dry place. They'll sometimes sprout on you, but we don't care. Just plant them in the ground, and that gives you a second crop. And what it does is it gives you nice little table onions, and I love table onions dipped in mayonnaise. Yum, absolutely yum. That's what I remember growing up as a kid and always having a mason jar full of fresh, garden onions on the table. My dad would always have a big, big mason jar full of those. Yeah. And when you plant your fall or midsummer, I guess late summer garden, you plant that exactly the same way as you would your spring garden. There isn't any difference. So, it's a fun way to.
One of the things on our list is the hoop house, cold house, hoop house that I want to do.
Yes.
And get like the maybe the 1x10s maybe, and get those and square it off, and then get my brackets, and then get some. I guess the cheapest way to do is to get some PVC pipe.
Okay.
And then make my hoops and then get some plastic because I definitely no heater, no fans, no nothing like that, but just a good cold frame hoop house. That's on our list here to do. And those things can normally be built pretty affordably if you do it yourself, of course. It's just a matter of two things, time and more time.
Yes, that's what it is. It's just time and more time. Yeah, projects. Gardening is a project and that never ends. That is my words. It's just a project and it's fun and it never ends. So it's great. But yeah, any cold frame or a little mini greenhouse without the fancy blowers and the fancy heaters do wonders. They give you lots of space and they extend the season. And any way we can extend the season is good with me. Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody had mentioned, Fiona said she had never heard of people pickling onions until she came here, meaning the United States. I think she's from Australia, and of course she's here in South Georgia. So I told her, I said, we can pickle and fry anything here in the South, baby.
I'm telling you what.
Oh,
absolutely, and pickled or fried has got to be good. That's for sure. I love everything pickled, and I love everything fried. Absolutely. I have a question, too, for y'all, y'all southern people.
Aww.
I did get some sweet potato plants, and there is a variety that will work here. So my plants look really good when they came. The farmer told me when they come, they're going to look like they're dead, and boy, did they. I thought, oh, my gosh. So what I did is I put them in the greenhouse, in my little greenhouse, and it's a tiny one of my – the little greenhouses is just a tiny little thing. But I laid them in there, and I covered them with soil and just so that I could get them growing so I knew where they were going to be in the soil, in the garden rather than these little sticks. And now they're beautiful plants. So do I mound them? Do I plant them in rows? How do I plant a sweet potato? Because here in Wisconsin, we just don't grow sweet potatoes very often. Mound them?
The sweet potatoes that I've had experience with and neighbors is that they didn't mound them at all. They just basically planted them like a regular baking potato or the new potatoes or what have you, and they just buried them. You know, they planted them deep and let them roll, and it'll basically look like a kudzu. I know people that plant I don't know what variety you got, but I know down here they'll plant sweet potatoes and to use as a ground cover. Because they spread like wildfire, and they're really quite beautiful. And Tater Farm says she rows and hills them either way. And either way, I'm sure is fine. But the people that I know that have planted them they haven't done the mounds just because of space requirements and whatnot. But they and labor. But they I have a neighbor up in Atlanta that planted them in his front yard in an area just so he could get a good ground cover going. And it was amazing. He was like, "Look, sweet potatoes."
Okay, that's what I'm going to do because they're going in the garden today. So I'm gonna just put them in and just say you guys are good because they look great right now. When they came, oh my gosh! But he told me, he says, "Oh, don't be bothered by how they look because they're going to look like they're not even alive." But oh my gosh, the plants are absolutely gorgeous now. So I'm going to put them in. So that'll be one of my late summer crops is my sweet potatoes, I'm hoping anyway. But anyway, so what are you planning on putting in for your late summer crop? Tell me.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now that you've reminded me about beets and peas, then without a doubt we're going to put in some beets and some peas, but we'll traditionally, of course, do our broccoli, our cauliflower, our cabbage, probably some spinach, because I do love a good spinach souffle or a spinach casserole. And so we'll probably do some spinach. I'd like to try some onions if I could find some sets. If I see and can hear we can do potatoes down here, then I'll absolutely do potatoes. Maybe some Brussels sprouts. Jen's had some luck at doing Brussels sprouts in her school garden up there. So we may do some Brussels sprouts. And I'm trying to think what else we planted in our fall garden.
Oh, yum. Yeah, so now would be time to start getting your seeds started in your transplants early. You know, if you sow them in flats or you sow them in containers that the other plants had come in. Then get those started early, then you can get them out. Yeah, that'd be good.
Lettuce, head lettuce, yep, iceberg lettuce. And maybe some, what's that lettuce that you put in the Caesar salad? Romaine.
Oh, yum. My little garden, my little greenhouse, we started really early. My husband actually wanted to play with it a little bit, so he put some flats of lettuce and Swiss chard, and he started some basil early and some cilantro. And those things have just continually just given us a ton of fresh greens, even into this heat. As long as I keep them, the sides open and the doors up and keep them watered, and they just keep going and going and going. And I didn't even I put a little bit of greens in my garden or red lettuce in my garden because of color. But other than that, we've just been eating right out of the flats, and it's just wonderful. So that's another way to extend our season.
Kahuna said that they were going to put in some turnips, so that's I'm not a big turnip fan, whether it be the greens or the turnips, so I'm not a huge fan. Wait, what's that other one that I was thinking of? Not turnips, but rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
So, I'm not sure that's something as a fall crop that you could plant, but I've got to. That's another thing I got to get on my list is getting some irrigation down there under the back 40 because again with our water situation, I hate to, you know, and of course it would be basically on city water, so we would have to pay for that. So it would use very infrequently and just barely as emergency would need it if we had a drought this fall or next spring or whenever we have a garden back there. But we're hoping to have now the lot that where our garden actually is going to go is about 0.88 acres, so it's just under an acre, which is just mammoth. but for a garden, for it's just me, Jan, mm-hmm. and Caleb. But and of course, all of that will not be planted. We're still kind of designing that part. We think, of course, the fence will the old farm fence will incorporate that entire lot, that entire back 40. But then within that fence, there's going to be a transportation row, kind of like when you go to the high school and you have the track. It'll be a track around the fence, so I can get my tractor mm-hmm. around the full, around the entire area. And then, of course, there'll be an area with a little our barn, our storage building, a hoop house, and whatnot. So I'd say after it's all said and done, we might have a 0.60, maybe a half acre to 0.60, 0.66 of an acre garden, which is tremendous for us, but we're excited about it, and we're ready to get that in. We planted the first year we bought the place, maybe the second year, we planted watermelon and some cantaloupe, and again, we got really busy, and we weren't down here to take care of it, so we weren't able to really capitalize on that. But we will, can't wait till to our spring garden. But yeah, looking forward to our fall garden, and it'll be the biggest garden we've ever had. We've had one for the last about 10 years, and we love the garden. And it's you know, people say, you know, well, yeah, you can save a little bit of money, I guess, if you have depending on the size of your garden, from buying it. But, you know, that's not why we do the backyard garden. Y'all know we do it because we love it. It's a great hobby. Mm-hmm. It's therapeutic. It's good exercise. The food we get is healthier. It can be all organic. And then the flavor and the quality of the vegetables is so much more than buying them. Right. I challenge anybody out there right now, and I don't care where you shop. I don't care if it's Whole Foods or the local Kroger, Super King, Publix. I don't care where it's at. I challenge you to try to buy your weekly produce with produce that's made in or grown in America. Even when I go to Whole Foods, even up until about 2 weeks ago, I was at Whole Foods. We went up to, made a trip to Atlanta, and I couldn't believe it. The tomatoes were from Mexico. The kiwis were from somewhere. It is amazing the amount of produce, even in say Whole Foods, that is not from America. I challenge you to just try to buy your food that's grown in America, and it's, I want to say, just about virtually impossible, based on what, if you want bananas, kiwi, oranges, grapefruit, whatever the case may be. And again, of course, you can try to buy in season. Sure, I'm only going to buy produce that is in season. Of course, it'd be fresher and taste better. But if it's in season in America, good luck buying things year round, like an orange or an apple or whatever the case may be. It's very difficult. Another reason to have your own backyard garden as well.
Exactly. That's I think more and more that's how the reason people are doing the gardening, and why the statistics show that gardening, backyard gardening, has grown so much in the past 3 years, is because people want to be aware of where their food comes from. Of course, there's the benefits of being outdoors and the family camaraderie of it all. Yes, but knowing where your food comes is very big. And I think Whole Foods has been really upfront as far as telling us that they're not. Yeah, they started out proclaiming to be this co-op, but actually they're not. They're a grocery store just laid out like a co-op, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be looking for my local farmers markets before I'd be searching through those stores for anything that's local. Yeah. Are you guys doing peaches yet?
Oh yeah, the red globes are in. In fact, I pinched myself the other day. On July 4th, we went to go see a good friend of ours. She owns a bed and breakfast here locally, where we first stayed when we came down to the area 5 years ago and fell in love with the area. But just up the road from her is great. It's the Brown's Farm Market, and huge peach orchard. I mean, tomatoes. Tons and tons of things, and I pinched myself because I didn't schedule my day where I could get there early enough to stop by. So it's on the list to do maybe this week. And again, I can assure you, it's not organic, and many of their products may be GMO. But I've got to go by there. It's the place to be. You can go and get some wonderful homemade peach ice cream. They've got eggplant and peas and beans and squash and onions and that red globes are in right now. And they said that they're very, very tasty, very sweet because of the lack of rain. And then probably towards later in July, then my favorites and my grandpa's favorites and truly locally invented here in Macon County, the Alberta peach, which everybody loves. In fact, the refrigerated rail car was invented here in this county way back when, because farmers wanted to figure out a way that they could get and ship their peaches further and their produce further. And so my understanding is the refrigerated rail car was invented right here down the street from me. So that's pretty neat. But the Albertas, I can't wait till those come in. And you know what, Arlena, every year, sometime over the summer, my wife and I make a trip down to Florida to see our uncle down there near Ormond. And every year we stop and pick up. There's a couple of places here. There's Chase Farm Market, which again has, they really specialize in corn. And then we go to Brown's Market and we get lots of mixed things like squash and peas. And then we stop by on our way down, going down 75 into Cordele, the Cordele State Farmers Market there in Cordele, because that is the watermelon capital of the world. We stop there and stock up on cantaloupes and watermelons and then head on down to Florida. Due that now we have an extra addition to the family, we'll have more to pack just to survive when we go to the beach. So I told my uncle, I said, yes, we're going to try to get down there maybe last couple of weeks of July, maybe first couple of weeks in August. We'll try to get down to the beach and visit with you guys. But I said, I'm not sure how much produce we'll have to bring. We'll be able to bring this to time because we've got more stuff to carry now that we've got the little one. And they were like, well, I guess you better rent a U-Haul then.
Better get a U-Haul and pull it behind, put the baby in. No.
We bring so much down there. I mean, we would bring like two mammoth watermelons. We would bring like a whole bushel of corn and a whole bushel of snap beans. And it was just like produce crazy. One or two boxes of like 10-pound boxes of tomatoes. We've had some good eats because my aunt, boy, she can cook. Let me tell you,
she
can cook. And so it was fun. And, of course, I'll be looking forward to seeing a couple of good friends when I head down to Florida on my Facebook that I've come to know real close that doesn't live too far from there. So I'll be looking forward maybe in the – and, of course, I've told all my listeners that you know, I love you so much, but we do this radio show Monday through Friday, you know, pretty much year-round other than taking a few of the federal holidays and maybe a day or two before, you know, Christmas and New Year's and that kind of thing. Just like your job, people work every day. And so I know Pat's on she had a little event last week she was at. She's doing an event this week. I may take a week or two here or a week in July. I may take another week in August for some family time and rest and relaxation. So, and it may be that we just don't have the show the whole week. It may be that we have Pat, now that she's familiar with the switchboard and whatnot, run the show for a week while I have some family time and a little rest and relaxation. So we'll see how that goes. But I will definitely let you guys know when the big CW goes and takes a little siesta and a little vacation and some family time, though I love to be here every day at noon with all of our listeners and all of our wonderful guests. So let's see. It's 1 o'clock. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll have about 15 minutes. Maybe we can ask the folks in the chat room what they plan on planting this fall or what they planted in the past in their fall gardens, and we can get some maybe feedback from them as well. So, folks, thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on Blog Talk Radio. Our special guest today, being the first Wednesday of the month, is Garden Wise Living with Arlena Schott. She has her own television show and a beautiful blog, and she's on Facebook and Twitter. She'll tell us all about that when we come back and how you can follow her. And today we're talking about your fall garden. I know it's 100 degrees outside. I know it's July. We just celebrated Independence Day, but we need to start thinking about fall and preparing that fall garden spot so we can have a successful garden this fall. So we'll talk more about that when we come back after this short break. Stay with us, folks.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's WAREMFGINC.com. or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Alrighty, folks, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And you know what? Give me just a second here. Haven't done this in just a little while. Give me just a second. Okay, here we go. Because I know all of you just absolutely love this, but and believe it or not, I guarantee you, probably in the next 3 weeks, you will start to see in your local stores, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Rich's. Rich's doesn't even exist. Hey, you can tell I'm from the South. Macy's, Woolworths. Is there still a Woolworths? You will start seeing them decorating and starting to push Christmas. Yes, Christmas. So I just wanted to let all of you know who just love to shop for Christmas that there's only 171 days, 11 hours, and 50 minutes until we can celebrate Christmas. Folks, there you have it. It's Christmas in July. How about that, Arlena?
Oh, my gosh. What in the heck? You should be shot or tar paper. What do they call it down there? Tarred and feathered?
Tarred and feathered. Yeah,
tarred
feathered. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm gonna walk in Wally World, and I'm gonna see Christmas trees up, and the ornaments, and all these little mm-hmm. great things they're trying to promote for.
Yeah,
marketing. Yep, absolutely. So, hey,
marketing.
had to just join in today, and it is July, Christmas in July.
Oh my
You'll see that Christmas sale in July. It's Christmas in July.
Well, you started it. You started it. You started pushing this midsummer, late summer, fall garden stuff. You did it. You started it. Hey, you know, I had something really weird happen. I went to. I go every year and film my gardening show at IGC, Independent Garden Center Trade Show, there in Chicago. And I was last night editing part two of that show, and I ran across a clip. And it was my call from creativecoops.com, and he actually was holding up Pat Forman's book. And I was like, what in the heck? Because that was way before I knew you all. So that was crazy, really crazy how that worked. That was really crazy.
Gotta love it.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
So,
mixed emotions on the song. I mean, Fiona said she wanted to lay down in front of a lawnmower.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we were going to ask everybody what they were planting. I think I saw a couple people already comment.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it in the chat room. Okay, you crazy chicken chatters. Let's start posting. Now, we're on about a 25-second delay, but let's see what you're planting this fall in your garden. Go ahead in the chat room, which means you, critter lover, the birds, dragon flyer, East Dallas Dave, Enviro Girl, Fiona, Garden Wise Living. Well, that's you. Hooch, Jesse, Kahuna, Kevin, Kara, Red, Ralph, Red Hawk, Tater Farm, and Livermont, and Walter. Go ahead, post in the chat room so we can share with all of our listeners who can. You know, I got an email the other day from a young lady who said that she hates that you know, she loves it. She loves the show, and I appreciate her for sending me an email. But she hates the fact that she can't get in the chat room because they can listen live, but they can't access the chat because they're, in this particular case, another place where she works had blocked the chat. So she can listen. She can listen, but she can't enjoy the chat. So she hates it, even though she loves the show. She hates it that she hears us talking about the chat room, and she's like, "Oh, I wish I could be in there. It sounds so much fun." But you know, I listen when I'm at work, and they've got it blocked, so I can't. So I apologize if you can't join us in the fun chat room. So here we go. We've got Kahuna says they've got some turnips and some mixed greens, and Critter Lover says some greens for the chickens and some more radishes. Didn't think about radish.
Sure.
Yeah, Tater Farm's talking about some more peas. I'm definitely putting some peas. And then lettuce, let's see, might try some lettuce, peppers, spinach, and peas from an Enviro Girl. And Critter Lover said her peas didn't produce at all back in the spring. Kahuna's waiting on their pole beans right now, so they may be living in a climate that's not like the South, because we would have definitely had pole beans coming in by now. And,
I'm waiting on pole beans as well. Mm-hmm. Mine are just starting to run. Yeah. What are rattlesnake beans?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, a guy from the South, he sent me some and said they're called rattlesnake beans. And I don't know what they are, but they're sure growing nice and pretty, so I guess I'll see.
And then dragon beans. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with the dragon beans either, and I know what permaculture is, Fiona, you goober. Permaculture. I think that's whenever you're looking at People magazine and you see the stars and the actors and they have all these perms in their hair and so what you do is you go and you get a People magazine or a Star magazine, and so you can see what the styles are of the women wearing all the perms, and that's permaculture. If you're up on permaculture, you know what the latest style is regarding the ladies' perms down at the salon. That's what permaculture is there. How about that? And so rattlesnakes. Okay. Gotcha. Talking about rattlesnakes, and perms are so 80s.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This is what they said. They're a hybrid. Critter Lover says they're a hybrid, kind of like Great Northern, kind of like
that.
Yeah,
I love that. Great Northern.
But they have a really nice striped pattern, he says, or they say. I'm sorry, Critter Lover, if you're a girl or boy, but anyway, they say they're Northern and Pinto, like a Northern and a Pinto, but they have a beautiful striped pattern. So that tells me, okay, wonderful, thank you very much. But yeah, it looks like everybody's really into putting in a second crop. That's awesome. Critter Lover is a she. Hello, Critter Lover, she.
I knew that. I must have said he by accident. I apologize that, but I knew that Critter
did.
Was a
I
she.
I did. That was me.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I didn't
okay.
Know if it was
gotcha.
He
I thought
she.
I
that
might have
me.
Said something. Sometimes when I start yapping and talking about the folks in the chat room. And then, of course, I have my own little nicknames for people like Kara. I have as, you know, I call her Red. And Kevin, I think I know him as Kevin, but he's like he's got his name over here, and there's some others. So they're just over time, and all the regulars, I have my own little nickname for them. So, hey, it's almost time for, of course, our Chicken Trivia Contest. So it's been wonderful having you on at the show today, Arlena. So before you leave, tell all of our listeners, both live and archive and everywhere else, how they can follow you both on, of course, Facebook, on Twitter, and your blog and TV show and everything. Tell us all about that before we let you go.
Okay, on Facebook, you can either request to be a friend on my regular Facebook page, which I love to post there, and that's Arlena Schott, or I have a Facebook page that's a fan page, and it's Garden Wise Living. So there's two ways. Well, then also on Twitter, I am Green Blessings. That's Green Blessings on Twitter. And then I have my webpage, which is GardenWiseLiving.com. Very easy, GardenWiseLiving.com. So there's easy ways to get a hold of me, and I love to hear from people. And if you like copies of my show, I'd love to send those out as well. Yeah, wonderful.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for that. Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you here the third Wednesday of the month. If you like what you hear, and so many people do, great, lots of great comments when you're on, Arlena, but the first and third Wednesday of every single month, it's Garden Wise Living with Arlena. So you want to make sure you tune in, and we'll bring you all the great gardening information and topics that you are interested in. So, Arlena, thank you very much. We hope you, we wish you all the best over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see you back here the third Wednesday of July.
I'll be there. We'll see you
great.
Then.
Thank
Bye-bye,
you so
all.
Much. Bye-bye.
Don't forget Garden Wise.
Yes, GardenWiseLiving.com. And then, of course, you can follow her, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. And she's got a beautiful blog and then the TV show. That maybe you can find out when she's on and tune her in. You can imagine, I just was thinking about that. I said that and it sounded funny. Arlena has a beautiful blog. And so today's internet, you know, it's like, hey, I saw your Twitter. And then, of course, now, you can, hey, she really has a beautiful blog. And you just never know. You never know with Facebook, I mean, with the internet, what crazy things you're going to hear next. Hey, I saw your Twitter, and she has a beautiful blog. So that's like back when we were in paramedic school, learning about going through cardiac and things like that. Many of y'all have heard this before, but it was the joke, of course, in any, I guess, medical school. But we would say, she has acute angina, or you have acute angina, when she's, you know, hey, chest pain, angina, pain from, anyway, cardiac pain. So, and now we're talking about Twitters, and she has a beautiful blog, so you just never know. Critter Lover was saying, acute, not acute. Yep, I know, but that was just a funny joke, and so, excuse me, but you have acute angina. So very, very interesting. And Fiona was like, oh my gosh, you were a medic. I was like, 10 years, just about of my life. Started out as a basic EMT, and then I went on to school and got my paramedic as well, and did that for, it was a certified firefighter, and did that for a long time. And then I got burned out to being a medic. I worked in inner city downtown Atlanta for 5 years, and then and then I started a company, which we ended up being an American Heart Association official training center, an American Heart Association training center, where we trained doctors and nurses, and we had ACLS, BLS, BTLS, CPR, first aid, the whole nine yards. So we were a training center for not just the American Heart Association, but also the American Red Cross and American Safety Health Institute, and we did that for a long time. So, and then of course, all those years I kept chickens and taught people how to do chickens and encouraged people to do chickens. And the next thing you know, we started the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. And then from there, the media caught that. And the next thing you know, it was magazine interviews, newspaper interviews, and then it became the radio show, and then just kind of evolved into what we now have, the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, so which I love, and I'm very blessed, and have been blessed over the years with great fans, great people, great media, and to be able to do what I love to do, Monday through Friday at noon. All righty, it's about, 1:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we're going to do chicken trivia contest, and let me get over here for just a second. Let me go over to the switchboard and get everything ready. We're going to take caller number lucky seven. Caller number seven. And this is kind of a little, and here we go. So, you know, if you got on to the chat room on time this morning, if you're on time, if you were late, sorry, can't help you. Sorry. You've heard this many times. You can get on and get on the chat. Think about it. Hey, got to go listen. If you know what today's secret password is, caller number 7347-637-3237. You're going to win an awesome nesting box from our good friends at Ware Manufacturing. Today is Wednesday, brought to you by Ware Manufacturing. Every Wednesday, we've got a really nice nesting box for you that you'll win. Be shipped right to your front door. And if you know today's early bird secret password, I'm laughing because I see what Tater Parm just posted. I got to come up with a nickname for her. There you have it. Caller number 7-347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. Caller number 7, if you know today's secret password. It's the early bird secret password. In fact, I announced the secret password right after our show theme song, even before the Super Chicken theme song. So that's how early it was. So there's a select few of you that I noticed that were in the chat room. Many of you may have been listening live and weren't in the chat room that know what today's early bird secret password is. If you know it and you want to try to win this awesome nesting box from Ware Manufacturing, call right now. Call number 7-347-637-3237. Someone was like, ah, so that's it. You're making sure your select few can get the prizes. Yes, that's exactly right, Critter Lover. We have it's what do you call it? What do you hear on a lot of the political shows? The elite. Yes, it's the elite that are only eligible to win the prizes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and only the elite can win prizes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My goodness gracious. So, perfect. Let's go over here to the switchboard and see who knows what today's secret password might be. Hey, lots of people know. There are more people that know the secret password than the early bird secret password than I actually thought would know. And I said caller number 7, so let me roll down here to caller number 7, because we've only got 3 minutes and 11 seconds left. You're live on the air with just me today, just Andy, the Chicken Whisperer, calling in from area code 336. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Jessica Phelps.
Hey!
And I'm calling from Roxburgh, North Carolina.
From North Carolina. Y'all having any drought up there like we are down here? You're just a couple of, well, you're actually,
yes,
part of North Carolina borders us. Yeah, that's been bad here too. And we just need some more rain, and farmers need the rain. So, well, thanks for listening in North Carolina. And I guess you're Jesse there in the chat room, of course. And
yes,
we see you there. All righty. What, caller number 7, what do you think the secret early bird password was for today?
Egg.
It was egg. How creative is that? Boy, I really thought hard about that one. Gotta love it. Well, Jesse, thank you very much for calling in, being lucky caller number 7, and actually winning a nesting box from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing. And you can find a lot of Ware products at our other sponsor, critter-cages.com. Don't forget, guys, later this afternoon, probably pretty early here in the next hour or two, we're going to be having a Facebook fan contest with our good friend over at Hobby Hill Farm. They've got some upcoming issues, July issues of, I think it may be Chickens Magazine, Hobby Magazine, Hobby Farm Magazine, and we're going to be giving those away to a few, again, few of the elite lucky winners. that maybe have to, so we'll tell you about that. You'll probably, what we'll probably do is if you go over to the Hobby Hill Farm Facebook page and tell them that the Chicken Whisperer sent you, then you'll be entered into the contest, and then you'll win. Maybe it'll be the first, the fourth, and the sixth, or what have you, winners. It'll be a little creative there, everybody who tells them the Chicken Whisperer sent you. But we'll start that later this afternoon. So we got about a minute left On behalf of my co-host, which should be joining us sometime tomorrow during the show, Pat Foreman, myself, Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, and, of course, Arlena Schott, our guest today with Garden Wise Living, of course, Blog Talk Radio that brings you the live chat room, the live radio, and live HD video when we choose to have that up and running. And don't forget, folks, we'll be right back here tomorrow at Blog Talk Radio, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with another great guest, poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, small flock specialist, and professor, will be joining us tomorrow. So again, bring that spiral notebook. Until then, we hope you have a wonderful and blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio and Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
¶¶